And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. A while back, I read an opinion piece about how Chapel Hill was so much better back in the good old days. How it used to be smaller, how it used to have more charm. It's not just one person's opinion. Seems you only have to be in Chapel Hill for 15 minutes before someone tells you how great it was back in some bygone era. It's true that Chapel Hill was a whole lot smaller. In 1960, less than 13,000 people lived here. Today, over 59,000 people do. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself why Chapel Hill has grown? Well, the big reason no one ever seems to mention is the fact that the University of North Carolina now serves a whole lot more students than it used to. In the early 1950s, UNC only had 6,800 students, and that was a huge spike from the 4,400 students UNC served before the GI Bill helped so many World War II veterans earn college degrees. Back in the early 50s, only a handful of women went to UNC, mostly professors' daughters. UNC didn't become fully coeducational until 1966. No one who wasn't white could attend either. UNC did admit their first African-American undergraduates in 1955, but the university still had fewer than 100 African-American undergraduates in 1968. It wasn't until 1981 that UNC was truly open to students of color after the NAACP sued them. Today, UNC serves over 29,000 students, a far cry from the 6,800 students that went here back in those good old days people miss. 60% of UNC's first-year students this year are women, 34% are non-Caucasians, and 17% will be the first person in their family to graduate from college. Let's face it, Chapel Hill is a company town, and our company is the University of the People. If Chapel Hill is going to serve our role of helping UNC provide a world-class college education to as many people as possible, our town is going to have to grow. Will we lose cherished landmarks from our memories along the way? Of course we will. For today's 29,000 students, though, these are the good old days. Instead of working so hard to bring back Chapel Hill's past, I hope town leaders focus on making great memories for tomorrow's UNC alumni. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.